Harley marketing executive Mark Hans Richer led the fanfare for the rechargeable electric motorcycle as it was brought out before a few hundred people at the Harley-Davidson Museum.
There it is, baby! Come on in. Give it up, Ben. Let's hear it.
Ben Lund is a key technical developer of the prototype, which is not for sale at this point. He says the company is trying to get the attention of younger customers, especially those in urban areas.
People in an urban environment have different needs and different requirements. You know, they're not riding, you know, 1,000 miles across the country, right? They're maybe, you know, running around to the grocery store, or they have a short commute.
But many in the crowd last night had arrived on their traditional gasoline-powered Harleys with the louder exhaust systems, and some of those folks were not impressed with an electric motorcycle. Among the skeptical, John Bozar and Randy Jones.
Too quiet.
Yeah, too quiet. No, it looks nice for what it is, but nothing that I would want to buy.
You get to ride it and for a couple hundred miles, and then you have to wait 8 to 10 hours for the battery to charge?
But the more curious are signed up to take test rides on the electric motorcycle today and this weekend. That includes Governor Scott Walker, who may have to try to both praise Harley-Davidson and avoid disagreeing with some of its older, more conservative, gasoline engine-loving riders. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.